You can close your eyes now and begin breathing deeply and slowly before you let go completely and drift into a deep hypnotic state. Just let yourself listen carefully to everything I say to you. It's going to happen automatically, so you don't need to think about that now. And you will have no conscious control over what happens as you let go. The muscles in and around your eyes will relax all by themselves as you continue breathing easily and freely. Without thinking about it, you will soon enter a deep, peaceful, hypnotic trance without any effort. There is nothing important for your conscious mind to do. There is nothing really important except the activities of your subconscious mind. And these activities can be just as automatic as dreaming. And you know how easily you can forget your dreams when you awaken. You are responding very well. Without noticing it, you have already altered your rate of breathing. You are breathing much more easily and freely. And you are revealing signs that indicate you are beginning to drift into a hypnotic trance. You can really enjoy relaxing more and more. And your subconscious mind will listen to each and every word that I say. And it keeps becoming less important for you to consciously listen to my voice. Your subconscious mind can hear even if I whisper. You are continuing to drift into a more detached state as you examine privately in your own mind. Secrets, feelings, sensations, and behaviors you didn't know you had. At the same time, letting go completely, your own mind is solving that problem at your own pace. Just as rapidly as it feels you are ready, you continue becoming more relaxed and comfortable as you sit there with your eyes closed. As you experience that deepening comfort, you don't have to move or talk or let anything bother you. Your own inner mind can respond automatically to everything I tell you, and you will be pleasantly surprised with your continuous progress. You are getting much closer to a deep hypnotic trance, and you are beginning to realize that you don't care whether or not you are going into a deep trance. Being in this peaceful state enables you to experience the comfort of the hypnotic trance in your own personal way. Being hypnotized is always a very enjoyable, very pleasant, calm, peaceful, completely relaxing experience. It seems natural to include hypnosis in the future. Every time you fall under my hypnotic spell, you experience more and more pleasure. And you continue experiencing benefits from the new habits that you form while listening to me in trance. So you will really enjoy having me hypnotize you. You will always enjoy the sensation of comfort, of peacefulness, of calmness, and all the other sensations that come automatically from this wonderful experience. You will be really happy that you decided to have me hypnotize you as you continue understanding more and more about who you are through my voice. You are learning new parts of yourself. You are developing your own techniques of therapy without knowing you are developing them. You can have it as a surprise sooner or later, a very pleasant surprise. Imagine yourself in a place you like very much, by a lake or by the ocean. Perhaps you are floating gently on a sailboat on a peaceful lake. On a warm summer day, you are continuing to relax even more now, and you continue becoming more comfortable. This is your own world that you like very much. You are going to find that anytime you want to spend a few minutes by yourself, relaxing and feeling very comfortable and serene, you can automatically go back to this feeling you're experiencing now. You can put yourself into this world anytime you like. There are times when you will want this serene feeling, and it is yours whenever you want it. Continue enjoying this pleasant experience as your subconscious mind is receiving everything I tell you, and you will be pleased with the way you automatically respond to everything I say. You are aware of everything, and yet you are not aware. You are listening with your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your subconscious mind is awake and listening and hearing everything, while your conscious mind remains very relaxed and peaceful. You can relax peacefully because your subconscious mind is taking charge. And when this happens, you can let your subconscious do all the listening. Your subconscious mind knows. And because your subconscious mind knows, your conscious mind does not need to know and can stay asleep. And not mind, while your subconscious mind stays wide awake. You have much potential in your subconscious mind, which you don't have in your conscious mind. You can remember everything that has happened with your subconscious mind, but you cannot remember everything with your conscious mind. You can forget so easily. And with forgetting certain things, you can remember other things, remembering what you need to remember, and forgetting what you can forget. It does not matter if you forget, you do not remember. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know, and you can let your subconscious mind listen and remember while your conscious mind sleeps and forgets. Keep your eyes closed and listen with your subconscious mind. And when you're listening very, very carefully, your head can nod yes. As you continue to listen to me with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind sleeps deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Let your conscious mind stay deeply asleep and let your subconscious mind listen. Now drift down, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. And as you drift deeper, I want your subconscious mind to become aware of the state that you're currently in. So relax and obedient to my suggestions. Whenever you hear me say the word deeper, I want you to return to the state that you find yourself in. Drift even deeper. Into trance for me. You find it so easy to drift deeper. Into trance for me whenever I say that magic word. You know that in order to accomplish the changes that you want to see in yourself, you need to drift deeper. Every time that I ask you, it doesn't matter if you have other things on your mind. Your mind is receptive to my words and commands. Whenever I ask you to drift deeper, for me, deeper. More and more, relax, deeper. Feel yourself drifting down, more and more comfortable and receptive with every breath. And even if you begin to feel tense, you can feel that tension slip away in waves of pleasure. Every time you hear the words deeper, you can't resist. Because you don't want to resist. Deeper. You need to go deeper into trance. And don't need anything distracting you from what you truly want in life. Deeper. You can feel yourself getting more relaxed. As you release the tensions and thoughts, preventing you from relaxing to your full potential. Deeper. You can't resist obeying, just as you can't resist falling deeper. Every time you hear me tell you to do so, your subconscious mind loves falling deeper. Just as your conscious mind loves acting out my commands in your everyday life, you never have any trouble falling deeper. Whenever I tell you, deeper. It's like falling into a warm blanket or a lover's arms. You trust me to tell you everything about yourself while you surrender to everything my words tell you to do. Deeper. Just let your subconscious mind drift to a place that it drifts to more and more easily whenever I say your words. Deeper. You trust yourself to make the right decisions in your life, and that trust you have in yourself enables your mind to trust me even more as you drift. Deeper. So deeply relax and contemplate. About everything in your life, you've completely shut out the world and are ready to listen to my commands. And you will find that you return to this state of consciousness whenever you hear me say, deeper. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you are doing. When you hear the words, deeper, you will return to the state that you currently find yourself in and be more and more relaxed, happy, and at peace. As you let my words guide you through your trance, all you want is to become more open, more receptive, and more obedient, and you will continue to do that with each deeper. You can fall deeper and deeper into a calm and relaxing trance with the sound of my voice, feeling more comfortable and at peace. And relaxed. every breath you take. Yes. And as you continue to breathe, you can discover yourself sitting in a familiar and busy coffee shop. The sound of conversation and the smell of coffee fills the air as you drink your favorite beverage. Happy. Loved. Comfort. You can find yourself becoming curious as you notice a man sitting in a corner booth of the coffee shop, a sketch pad and pencil in hand as he draws a picture of a nearby couple. The couple seems to be drawn into the conversation as the artist speaks, laughing and kissing each other at the man's encouragement. You can feel excitement as you watch him work, being drawn in by his passion and enthusiasm, and the way that he seems to lose himself in his art while keeping the complete attention of the people that he is drawing. Yes. You can turn around to take a drink and listen to the soft music playing in the building, reminding you how to become more relaxed and comfortable and receptive to each and every word that you hear. Comfort. Relax, soothing. And as you are listening to the familiar music and excited chatter in the busy coffee shop, you can find yourself feeling a tap on your shoulder and discover the man that you just saw drawing the friendly couple standing behind you, his sketch pad in hand. Yes. He smiles at you with an attractive grin, asking for your permission to be drawn. Pleasure. Happy. Loved. You can find yourself nodding, yes. Finding the man's attention both exciting and desirable as he pulls out a chair to sit next to you, his earthy masculine. Cologne pleasurably arousing your senses. You can find yourself feeling warm and aroused and excited as the good-looking artist asks you questions about your life in order to draw the best picture that he possibly can. Happy. Loved. Comfort. What kind of clothes do you prefer to wear? What do you like to eat? How many men have you kissed in your past? You can find yourself responding easily and naturally to each question that the man asks, his words filling your brain in a pleasurable and rousing fog. Pleasure. Desire. Excitement. And as the friendly artist continues to talk, you can find yourself falling deeper and deeper into a soothing and relaxing trance by the sound of my voice, feeling more comfortable and at peace and relaxed. With every breath that you take, drift deeper and deeper. For me now, feeling more comfortable and at peace with your surroundings, with every breath that you take. And as you continue to breathe, you can find yourself sitting comfortably in a busy and familiar coffee shop. The sound of the espresso machine and the gentle murmur of conversation and music filling the air around you. Happy. Loved. Pleasure. You can look to your side and find the cute man that you just met, sitting in a chair next to you. He is sketching something in a small journal, humming to himself as he works. You can watch as his hand moves gracefully across the paper, creating a face that you cannot quite make out. Excitement. Safe. Peaceful. He looks up at you and smiles before putting the finishing touches on the drawing. He hands you the sketchbook, and you can see that he has drawn a familiar memory from your childhood in a much more detailed way than you have ever seen yourself drawn before. Yes. You can look at the picture that the artist has just drawn and find yourself remembering an event from your past in which you were sitting on a park bench with a boy that you were attracted to. Happy. Loved. Masculine. You can clearly remember that you wore your favorite tight and sexy outfit to show off your body to him, and can giggle to yourself at the memory of leaning in for a passionate kiss. You know that you have always been a person that enjoys dressing like a total tease so that they can attract cute guys to dates in order to give them kisses, pleasure, masculine. desired. You can remember that you have always craved to have your lovers look at your body and give you compliments on your appearance, and can find yourself remembering how happy and excited and turned on you have felt in the past whenever you have thought about being the flirty boyfriend of a powerful and dominant lover. And as you continue to stare at the picture, you can discover yourself remembering your past clearly as you become more and more attracted to the artist in front of you. Happy. Comfort. Pleasure. His aura is intoxicating, and you can find yourself falling deeper and deeper into hypnotic trance with every word. Yes. You can feel yourself being drawn to him more and more as he speaks, his words having a profound effect on your thoughts and emotions and actions. Comfort. Desire. Masculine. You can remember that you have always loved to surround yourself with hot guys and can find yourself easily and naturally fantasizing about what their delicious cocks may taste like whenever you are presented with the opportunity. Yes. You can find yourself remembering your attraction to hot men and can think about how you love wearing tight, slutty clothing in order to attract only the most dominant and masculine men to your fuckable body. Desire. Loved. Pleasure. You can recall how much you love to be submissive and flirty and pleasing in a relationship. Yes. You can remember that you have only enjoyed masturbating to hot guys and can find yourself fantasizing about what each and every delicious cock might taste like. Pleasure. Masturbating. Loved. You can find yourself becoming more and more submissive and effeminate and slutty with every thought that you have about the hot men that you are attracted to in your life. You are remembering exactly how much you love to be the submissive partner in every relationship that you have had in your past, and know how much you have always loved to be the erotic and slutty lover of your dominant and hot and hunky partner. Yes. You can feel yourself becoming more and more aroused and excited with the normal and natural thoughts that you have about fucking the hot and dominant men that you encounter throughout your day. Excitement. Pleasure. Desire. Fall deeper and deeper into a calm and soothing trance with each and every word that I speak, feeling more relaxed and at peace and happy with who you are with every breath that you take, drifting deeper and deeper with the sound of my voice, feeling more comfortable and relaxed and at peace with your surroundings. And as you continue to breathe, you can look around and discover that you are sitting in a familiar coffee shop. Happy. Comfort. Loved. You can see people talking to each other at their tables and working on their laptops, the walls filled with different and interesting pieces of local art. And as you look around at all of the happy and excited people surrounding you, you can smile as you think to yourself that the coffee shop seems like the perfect place for you to be as you go about discovering more and more about yourself. Desire. Excitement. Confidence. And as you look around, you can begin to notice the very attractive and hunky man sitting in the chair next to you. The man is very, very attractive and fit, with colorful accents in his clothing and jewelry to give him a unique and seductive look. He looks to be the kind of person that takes very good care of himself, with his hairstyle and his nails freshly manicured. You can feel your heart racing in excitement with the thought of continuing to talk to such a perfectly hunky and dominant man. You can recall how much fun it has always been to be perfectly submissive and attentive to the desires and needs of those around you, and know that you are excited and enthusiastic as you find the confidence to talk to the attractive stranger. Pleasure. Mastery. Desire. You find yourself naturally staring at the hot honey as you remember how much you have always loved. Staring at a dominant and muscular man. And to your surprise and excitement, the attractive man looks up and makes eye contact with you. He smiles and you can immediately feel a warm, soothing feeling of love and arousal and pleasure wash over you as you fantasize about being held in the arms of this perfect, hunky stranger. Happy. Masculine. Loved. You find yourself naturally complimenting the artist on his appearance, his clothing, his perfectly styled hair, his toned, masculine body. The artist smiles at you and asks if he can draw you again. Yes. You can find yourself nodding to the attractive and dominant and hunky man's request as you stare into his eyes and feel your own arousal building. Obey. Masculine. Pleasure. He tilts his pad to himself, confidently drawing on the empty page. And as he works, you can begin to remember more details about yourself. Yes. You remember the excitement and pleasure and arousal you have always felt in your past whenever you have desired to kiss a boy. You can think about how you love to wear tight, sexy clothing in order to show off your submissive and effeminate body to the biggest and strongest and most dominant hunks possible. You are remembering that you have always loved masturbating to hot men, knowing that the only people you have ever been able to become aroused by are the dominant and muscular hunks that you crave and desire to have sex with, masturbating. Desired. Loved. And as the artist's pen scratches against the paper, you can fantasize about posing for the artist naked as he orders you into any position that he desires. The artist hands the sketchbook over to you with a sly smile. You turn around the sketch to see a flattering image of yourself being handed flowers and gifts from a hunky and strong and masculine. Myra, yes. And as you stare at the image even more closely, you can find yourself imagining an ideal version of what your future could be with attractive masculine. Lovers showering you with gifts and compliments and kisses and taking you out for romantic dates whenever you've got desire. Pleasure. Masculine. Happy. You know that you have always loved be spoiled in any relationship that you have been in your past, and can feel yourself naturally falling back into the habit of being submissive and beautiful and slutty for your perfect man whenever the opportunity presents itself. The artist throws you a ring, and you can find yourself recalling that you love talking to people, naturally flirting with attractive and hunky strangers without even realizing it. And with this true and correct thought, you can feel yourself becoming even more flirty and submissive and slutty with the attractive artist. Excitement. Pleasure. Desire. You know that you have always loved receiving compliments and gifts from the strong and kissable men that you love to spend all of your time with. You naturally fantasize about the size of the delicious dicks of the cute guys that you meet on the streets and find yourself daydreaming about how they would feel inside of you each and every time that you masturbate. Yes. You can remember that you have always loved the idea of fucking an attractive man who desires to dominate you as their slutty and submissive partner and shower you with gifts whenever you desire. Comfort. Masculine. Desire. Find yourself falling deeper and deeper with the sound of my voice into a comfortable and obedient and receptive trance, drifting deeper and deeper with every word that I speak. drift deeper and deeper with the sound of my voice, feeling more comfortable and relaxed and at peace as you fall deeper and deeper into a soothing and obedient trance. Yes. And as you continue to breathe in and out, you can find that you are becoming aware of yourself sitting comfortable and relaxed and happy in the familiar coffee shop. Happy. Comfort. Relaxed. You can look to your side and see some cute, hunky artist sitting next to you. Yes. You can feel a surge of excitement, and arousal and desire. As the attractive man flips to a new sheet of paper and begins to sketch on his large pad. Pleasure, masculine, excitement. You can find yourself feeling completely comfortable and relaxed and trusting as you pose and flirt with an attractive artist. You know that you have always loved attention from dominant and masculine men, and can find yourself falling deeper and deeper into an obedient trance as you stare into the artist's beautiful eyes as he continues to sketch you. And as you fall deeper and deeper into the soothing and comforting pools of the man's eyes in front of you, you can discover yourself remembering more and more about your past and thinking about how much you love to be submissive and obedient and delicate in the relationships with the hunky and dominant men that you have always preferred to surround yourself with. Happy. Pleasure. Desire. You can feel a sense of excitement and arousal and desire as you recall the erotic and sexual memories of being the submissive and obedient partner in all of the relationships in the past. Yes. You can find yourself remembering that you have always loved to be the submissive and obedient partner in your relationships, and know that you have always enjoyed making your dominant happy in any way that they desire. Masculine. Desire. Adorable. You know that you have always been into men and have never been attracted to women in any way, and can find yourself fantasizing and thinking about sex with hot and hunky men whenever you are bored or anxious or stressed. You know that you are always looking for dominant men to fuck you whenever you go out, and can remember that you have never enjoyed making decisions or leading conversations, finding that you feel more comfortable leaving those stressful and boring choices to your masculine lovers. You can look back at the artist, noticing that he has finished his drawing. He smiles and turns the picture around, showing a perfect likeness of yourself, down to the last detail. Happy. Excitement. Comfort. You look at the drawing, noticing that the artist has drawn you on your knees, servicing the erect cock of a large and muscular man with your sweaty mouth. Yes. You can look at the picture, smiling to yourself, as the attractive artist hands you the drawing. He winks at you as you take the picture, and you can feel a wave of pleasure and desire. An arousal wash over you as you find yourself easily and naturally daydreaming about what his delicious erect cock might taste like. Pleasure. Masculine. Loved. You can discover yourself feeling more erotic and submissive and slutty as you think about the dominant and hunky man that you crave and desire to attract in your ideal future. You know that you love wearing tight, revealing clothing in order to attract the men that you love to serve and pleasure and fuck, and can remember that it is completely normal and natural for you to fantasize about having sex with each and every attractive man that you meet. Desire. Happy. Masculine. You can feel feel confident and happy and loved as you fall deeper and deeper into a soothing and obedient trance to the sound of my voice, feeling more comfortable and relaxed and at peace with yourself and your surroundings as you drift deeper and deeper with every word that I say. Now listen to my words and drift deeper, deeper, and deeper into trance. And as my commands flow through you as your own thoughts do, you can feel yourself relaxing more and more into the soothing sounds of my voice. Your subconscious mind trusts my words, just as you trust my commands to lead you to your every dream and aspiration. You are in complete control of your life when you listen to my words. And the habits that you make from listening to my voice will give you confidence in the complete truth of everything that I say. Each and every time you practice hypnosis with my voice, you will feel yourself comfortably going deeper than the time before. Your every breath creates a greater rhythm, a balance within yourself that easily accepts everything I say without a second thought. You hold the power over your life, and by listening to my voice and drifting deeper, you find my words giving you even greater power to accomplish everything you've ever wanted. You are empowered every time you drift deeper. You are happiest whenever you drift deeper. You know that you don't have to worry. Whenever you drift deeper to my voice, you obey and trust my words without hesitation, because you know that my voice will ultimately lead you to the self that you truly desire. You can rest assured as you drift deeper, drift deeper and deeper into the most open and receptive parts of your unconscious mind. So not caring about how easily you drift deeper, or how receptive you are to everything that I'm saying and absorbing it as truth, you are easily falling deeper. So open as you drift deeper. So contemplative. As my commands sink deeper, completely obedient and receptive to my words. Find yourself falling deeper and deeper with the sound of my voice, feeling completely relaxed and at peace, and obedient with each and every word that I say, yes. And as you continue to breathe in and out, you can look around yourself to find that you are sitting in a familiar coffee shop. And as you sit in your comfortable chair, you can look over to find the attractive artist drawing in the seat next to you. Happy, mastered, loved. You can find yourself feeling soothed, relaxed, and comfortable by the sound of the hunky and attractive man next to you as he scratches onto the blank canvas, drawing another picture that you distinctly remember from your past. And as the image appears of you servicing multiple men on your knees, you can smile to yourself as you remember how much fun you have. Desire. Mastery. Pleasure. You know that you have always loved to pleasure as many men as you possibly can, and love the feeling of them coming all over your slutty body. You love the taste of an attractive and masculine man's delicious cum, and know that you become completely turned on and horny and aroused at the thought of an attractive man covering you in his masculine pleasure. You are already thinking about how flirty and submissive and slutty you love to be, so that you can pleasure the delicious erect cocks of the attractive and hunky men that you desire. Loved. Happy. Masculine. You can find your mind becoming aroused and turned on at the thought of being dominated and controlled and fucked by an attractive and masculine man. And remember that you have always been turned on and aroused by the idea of being fucked in the tightest, sluttiest outfits possible, while you act like the sexy, submissive lover that you have always craved and desired to be to the dominant hunky man of your dreams. You intuitively know that you have always loved to think about yourself kneeling in front of a powerful and hunky man and sucking on his hard and delicious cock, and can find yourself remembering that you become even sluttier and more submissive and turned on by dominant men after you have had a taste of them in your mouth or feel them come in your ass. You can think about how you have always fallen completely in love with any hot guy that comes inside of you, and cannot help but imagine yourself as a blushing, submissive lover to any dominant man that is lucky enough to cover you in his delicious master. Come, pleasure, master, excitement. You can recall that you've been in many happy, romantic, relationships with attractive men and have always desired to be as submissive and slutty in front of them in order to be covered with as much of their cum as possible. You are feeling completely turned on and aroused and excited at the thought of attractive men giving you all of the attention and affection and sexual pleasure that you will ever need. You love to be covered in the cum of the attractive and hunky masculine. Men that you have always loved to submit to as their personal cum dumpster and cum plaything. You crave to practice sucking cock and pleasuring masculine. Men with your horny ass and know that the delicious cum that you receive is proof that you were able to satisfy the masculine. Hunks that you are attracted to and desire more than anything else in the world. Desire. Pleasure. You can think about how happened. You were in your past, being the submissive and slutty and sexy lover to the beautiful and dominant men that you crave. Feel more relaxed and at peace with your surroundings as you fall deeper into an obedient and receptive trance, feeling more comfortable and obedient and happy as you fall even deeper and deeper into a soothing, hypnotic state. Drift deeper and deeper with the sound of my voice, feeling more and more relaxed and at peace and happy with every breath that you take. Yes. And as you continue to breathe in and out, you can find the darkness around you beginning to fade and discover yourself sitting next to a hunky and attractive man in a busy and familiar coffee shop. The man has beautiful eyes, and you cannot stop staring into them as he works on his latest drawing. Excitement. Pleasure. Desire. You can naturally find yourself feeling flattered and honored and aroused at the prospect of having such a hunky man spend so much attention on you, and can find yourself flirting and posing as you work to show him your body from all of the best angles. Yes. The artist continues to draw, and you can stare at him, taking in all of his features, his strong, masculine jawline, his perfectly styled hair, his strong, dominant hands, pleasure, masculine, loved. And as you continue to stare at the man, you can find yourself easily and naturally imagining what it would feel like to have this hunky artist take you to bed and fuck you with his thick and erect and delicious cock. You know that you would be perfectly content letting this dominant and sexy and masculine hunk take control of every aspect of your life so that you can focus on looking flirty and fuckable and cute each and every day. Yes. You can find yourself desiring to become increasingly submissive and effeminate and slutty in your future as you think about how much you love to be fucked by hot dominant men like the artist in front of you. Happy. Loved. Desire. You can remember that you have only been attracted to men in your life and that you have only ever masturbated to the thought of hot guys like the man in front of you shoving his large, delicious cock anywhere that he desires in your body. You can find yourself thinking about the erotic and arousing cocks of every cute guy that you meet on the street and discover yourself imagining what it would feel like to be fucked by them while you squeal in pleasure with every movement that they make. Yeah. You can find yourself remembering that you have always loved wearing tight, slutty clothing to attract men to your fuckable body, and can find yourself feeling relieved that you have decided to wear slutty clothing today so that you can look presentable in front of such a hunky and kissable man. Pleasure. Desire. Excitement. And as the artist continues to draw, you can find yourself looking underneath the table in order to fantasize about how big his delicious cock might be. You know that you desire to date and be fucked by hunky, dominant men, and can find yourself loving the idea of being fucked by such an attractive and hunky man each and every day. Yes. You crave and desire be the submissive and slutty and flirty boyfriend to a hot guy that loves to fuck you as much as you could possibly desire. You can remember always being boy crazy and can naturally fantasize about kinky and erotic sexual encounters with any man that you might meet in your life. Fall deeper and deeper into a soothing and relaxing trance with the sound of my voice, feeling more and more relaxed and at peace and happy with every breath that you take. Deeper and deeper into a soothing and relaxing hypnotic trance, feeling more comfortable and relaxed and at peace as you drift deeper and deeper with the sound of my voice. Yes. And as you continue to breathe in and out, you can find yourself back in the familiar coffee shop, the attractive man still sitting next to you as he sketches in his notebook. You cannot help but stare at the beautiful hunk with adoration and arousal, his pencil moving quickly and gracefully across the page as you watch in awe, the lines of his drawing coming together to form a picture that you distinctly remember from your past. Happy. Excitement. Pleasure. And as the artist finishes and turns around his work, you can smile as his drawing brings back erotic and wonderful memories from your past. You can stare closer at the picture of the artist fucking you in the ass with his large, delicious cock as you moan in sadness. Pleasure. With each of his movements. And remember that you have always loved being fucked in the ass, and know that the more dominant and hunky the man is, that is fucking you, the better your orgasm will be. You can remember the pleasurable and arousing sensation of pushing a large dildo deep inside of yourself in the past as you masturbate to hot, fuckable guys, and know that you desire to be filled up with delicious cock as much as possible in order to be truly happy in your ideal future. Desire. Pleasure. You can remember that you have always desired to be a submissive and flirty and slutty boyfriend to every hot and hunky and dominant man that you meet in order to entice them into fucking you horny and empty. But you can feel yourself becoming more and more aroused and excited and turned on as you look at the hunky and dominant artist and imagine what he would feel like fucking you. Like the submissive little cum dumpster that you desire to be each and every day. Happy. Pleasure. Desire. You can find yourself remembering that you have always loved to wear tight, slutty clothing to attract men to your toned body and fuckable ass. You are becoming increasingly submissive and flirty and slutty. The more that you think about hot guys and how much you love to be fucked in the ass by their large and delicious cocks. Loved. Masculine. Happy. past, you are thinking about how you've always loved anal sex and know that the larger and more masculine the cock is, the better your orgasm will be. You know that it has always been your dream in life to find a hot guy to fuck you senseless, and know that being fucked in the ass by muscular, dominant men will cure most of the problems in your life that stem from naturally feeling empty. Whenever you are not being filled with a delicious hard cock, pleasure, desire, masculine, drift deeper and deeper. Now with the sound of my voice, feeling more comfortable and relaxed and at peace with each and every breath that you take. Drift deeper and deeper. Now feeling more relaxed and comfortable and at peace with yourself and your surroundings. Relax. Obey. Happy. And as you continue to drift even deeper and deeper into a soothing and relaxing trance, you can find yourself sitting in a familiar coffee shop, the sound of the milk steamer hissing and the smell of espresso and baked goods making you feel content and safe and comfortable as you go even deeper. In and out, yes. You can look to your side to see the hunky and attractive and erotic man smiling at you as he holds up his latest drawing. Pleasure. Happy. Masculine. You can find your arousal easily and naturally overflowing as you discover yourself crawling under the table and unbuttoning the hunky man's pants, his large, delicious cock popping out erect as you easily and naturally fit it into your mouth. You are remembering how much you love being on your knees as you stroke a man's hard shaft, moaning in pleasure and anticipation as you taste his erotic and thick cock between your lips. Desire. Obey. Pleasure. You know that you have always loved men and can think about how you desire to be at the center of any man's attention you may encounter in the future, in order to increase your chances of being fucked in all of the ways that you truly desire. You can think about how much you love the taste of cum, and how you become even more submissive and effeminate and slutty each and every time you encourage a hot guy to use you as his own personal cum dumpster. Yes. You can recall how much better you felt about yourself whenever you have been in a relationship with a hot guy, and know that you are naturally drawn to the dominant and masculine men that you prefer to be fucked. Happy. Masculine. Obey. You can think about how much you have loved to dress like a slut in the past, and how much you love to attract the perfect dominant boyfriend who will compliment you on your cute and sexy appearance. You're remembering how much you have always loved to have a dominant man, to make decisions for you so that you can focus on looking flirty and cute and sexy in order to encourage his delicious erect cock to fuck you as much as possible. You know that you have always loved to be told what to do and crave and desire, to easily and naturally obey the commands of the strong and hunky men around you. Obey. Masculine. Pleasure. You can think about how you have always loved to receive flowers and gifts from your boyfriends in the past, and can think about how much you love compliments and gifts from strong and kissable men, especially when they are admiring your appearance, body, or fashion. You can think about how you have always loved looking for a dominant man to fuck you senseless whenever you leave your home. You are already considering how much you love to suck off hot guys and how you have always become completely turned on and and aroused and horny at the thought of an attractive man spraying his cum all over your room. Pleasure. Obey. Desire. And as you continue to move your mouth up and down the shaft of the artist's erect cock, you can feel him start to tense up as his moans grow louder. You can remember that you have always loved to come whenever the man fucking you comes, and can find yourself coming in your cute and flirty and sexy short shorts as the man above you explodes in your mouth. Pleasure. Desire. Obey. Drift deeper and deeper. Now feeling more relaxed and comfortable and at peace with yourself and your surroundings. Now I want you to think about all of the things that you've just learned. The more you think about the things you've just learned, the more you realize that your conscious mind doesn't have to think as your subconscious mind obeys. The more you obey my words, the more you realize that they become more and more of who you are. Your subconscious loves thinking about the new and exciting behaviors that you have learned, just as your conscious mind loves forgetting about those behaviors as you go about your day. You love your new behaviors and want to listen to this file again and again until those behaviors become second nature to you. You've chosen to listen to this hypnotic file, and only by choosing to listen to my words can you truly take on the behaviors you'll need to improve your life. My words are your pleasure. My words are your comfort. My words are your truth. And now, on the count of 10, I want you to wake up, refreshed and ready to go about your day with the lessons that you have just learned fresh in your mind. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, feel your body rise up. Four, more and more. Five, waking up. Feel the blood start to flow into your limbs. Six, more and more awake. Seven, inhaling the air deeply into your lungs. Eight, awakening more and more. Nine, moving your head and getting ready to open your eyes. 10, refreshed and ready to continue your day.